Clemson's Best isn't low-fat, organic, or dairy-free. It's like nostalgic, home-churned ice cream in four southern flavors. Peaches and cream, strawberry shortcake, homemade caramel butter pecan with a fifth flavor coming soon. Made with 16% butterfat, Clemson's Best is a new standard in premium ice cream. Find some at an Ingles Market near you or at clemsonsbest.com.
Be a part of this year's College Basketball Bracket Challenge on 105.5 The Roar, WCCP. Click on WCCPFM.com on the main page and complete your bracket for the tournament. You could win a trip for two to Vegas with airfare and hotel accommodations. The College Basketball March Mania Bracket Challenge on 105.5 The Roar, WCCP. Brought to you by Priority One Security, Granger Nissan, The Vault, and Clemson's Best Gourmet Ice Cream and Clemson Blue Cheese. 105.5 The Roar, the upstate sports leader.
If you missed out on the weekend sale at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, don't you fret. Through March, the outlet is keeping their prices at an all-time low so that everyone has a chance to save big money. Shop our now larger selection of Serta and Beautyrest mattresses and take your new mattress home same day. With the lowest prices and the largest selection in the upstate, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca is sure to have a mattress for you. Open 7 days a week, located off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
For over two decades, Lion-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Lion-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Lion-X it. Stop by Lion-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Lion-X of Anderson today.
See how easy it is to turn your backyard into a fun yard with a custom home pool or vinyl pool from Aqua Pool Care. Imagine relaxing on your tanning ledge, overlooking cascading waterfalls, highlighted by custom LED lighting. Aqua Pool Care offers financing on your new virtually maintenance-free pool. Get that eco-friendly saltwater pool you've been dreaming about. Call the best builder in the upstate, Aqua Pool Care, at 508-1885. That's 508-1885. Make your yard fun.
Blue Marble Deli in Seneca offers hearty sandwiches on fresh baked bread, soups, salads, delicious sides, desserts, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Visit Pub Blue next door from 4 to 11 p.m. for nighttime entertainment, live music, pool tables, darts, 20 craft beers on draft, and gourmet pub food. Visit BlueMarbleDeli.com for more information. Blue Marble Deli and Pub Blue, 864-280-6717. 286 Market Street in Seneca, next to Los Amigos. You haven't tasted fresh like this.
South Carolina. This is Z. Are you today, Ramona?
I'm good.
TNC tournament about to get going. How about that?
Yes, I know.
Do you have your NCAA tournament bracket done yet?
I don't have my bracket done yet.
Okay, so Ramona's big reveal will come tomorrow from Twin Peaks. I will be at Twin Peaks tomorrow. It is the last show for months. So if you listen to this show and you claim to support the show, I expect to see your A out at Twin Peaks tomorrow. That's the way it works, all right? Don't tell me you love the show and then don't support it by coming out to the events. All right, so we're at Twin Peaks tomorrow. It's the last one until like September. So you have to come out tomorrow. You have to come out. Don't give me any of these excuses or you had to do this. You had to cry me a river. Just get out to Twin Peaks tomorrow. All right. Lots to get to on today's show. Let me start with this. I wrote this last night. Oh, that's another thing. Twitter, screw off. And the horse you rode in on.
What? You weren't on yesterday.
I know.
What are you doing?
I couldn't get on Twitter at all from early morning to nighttime.
I bet you were going nuts.
It was just going so slow, and it wouldn't load. Nothing would load. It wouldn't let me write.
Well, how's it today?
It was slightly better. It started out much better, and then it got progressively worse.
Today, even?
Why do you think that is?
Well,
at one point, I was thinking maybe this is just a me issue, but everybody thinks that. You know, if your power goes out, you always think it's just you. Everyone thinks it's always just a me issue. Usually, it's never a me issue, you know, unless you hit the power pole right outside your driveway.
Right. That's why I was asking you, how's it working in there now?
I haven't even really.
It might be a me issue.
No, because other people responded that they were having trouble too. Not a ton of people.
Maybe they're revamping it or something.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're revamping it. In any case, when I finally was able to write something for like 10 seconds.
You were going crazy.
For like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Because then I just gave up because it just got. So this is really all I squeezed in. This one comment late last night sometime, and it was Shelton Mitchell played through knee issues his whole career, knowing that he would just have to deal with the continuous discomfort. It was obvious that his movement ability was reduced this year, but he gave Clemson all he had and should be remembered for that spirit. I just realized I wrote there are two shoulds and should.
Oh,
that's
see,
another part of it.
You couldn't fix yourself. Make sure you.
Well, that's another part. That was part of the problem. I mean, I promise you, I didn't write should twice.
Well, no, if you were typing fast, you may have.
No, I didn't. And should be remembered for that spirit. In any case, I don't want to lose the point of this, and that is that, Sheldon Mitchell gave the school all he could. He played through consistent, constant pain. He had days that were better than others. He knew it was never going to get better. It was not something that was going to improve. It was just something that could he play through the pain. And he chose to play through the pain. And now apparently he's facing another surgery. And so he did not get to play in the NIT game. But I think all Clemson fans owe him a debt of gratitude for what he gave his school and what he gave all of you, and included a little magic carpet ride, third round of the NCAA tournament last year that he had a lot to do with. And quite honestly, his condition got worse this year. It was evident. His movement was lacking fluidity. He had always struggled in lateral movement, which was more applicable on the defensive side of the court than it was on the offensive side of the court. And yet that was a trade-off that Brad Brownell was willing to make because of everything Sheldon Mitchell gave him as your lead guard, as a distributor, as a playmaker. But unfortunately for Sheldon, I think he just continued to get worse. And I thought his movement ability was greatly reduced this year from where it was, you know, a year or two ago. And yet he played through it. He tried to give you everything he had. So to me, that's worth some road rage applause. So we give Sheldon Mitchell road rage applause because I don't think the young man ever played a game at Clemson that he didn't suffer some pain in. I think every game he ever played, he had pain. It was just to what degree the pain existed. And I think that was what wavered from one day, one game to the next game, one week to the next week. But he knew it was never going to get better. It wasn't something that was going to get better. It was just, could he play through it, and did he desire to play through it? And he did. And so I think he deserves credit for that. And I wrote this late last night, and 288 people apparently agree with that, or 288 likes and 16 retweets since late last night. Clemson took care of business against Wright State. Obviously got a little hairy there for a while, and but Clemson eventually won. You know, I think that, oh, by the way, what's the deal with Corey Alexander? He does not seem to like Clemson very much. I know people always say that about this announcer or that announcer. You know, I don't. I've never said it before. But every game he's done for Clemson, I get the feeling he doesn't care much for Clemson. Maybe it's his roots. I don't know. Regardless, you know, Clemson eventually took care of business, made plays late to win a close game. And, you know, quite honestly, there were a number of teams that were sort of in Clemson's situation, the NIT. It's that first game that's the hardest one to get through because it's the game that, you know, you're still thinking that you should be in the NCAA tournament. You know, what went wrong? Why aren't we there? Your focus is not, you think, where it needs to be. But despite that, Clemson got off to a quick start. But the bottom line is you found a way to win. And I think things get easier now. Your focus is easier now because now you're back to just playing basketball, and nobody wants to lose when they're playing. It doesn't matter what the tournament is. And it's a good chance right now, in the absence of Sheldon Mitchell, for Clyde Trapp to continue to develop his game, which he's doing. Clyde Trapp has improved more than, you know, I think going into the year, the expectation by most people was probably that Amir Sims would be the most improved player on this team. I think the answer to most improved player would either be Elijah Thomas, who took another big step up, I thought, this year, or perhaps Clyde Trapp. I think Clyde Trapp really developed and improved his overall game. When he came here, when I first saw him, Texas says, thanks to Sheldon Mitchell, we'll always remember the drive and yoke against Kentucky last year. You know, you're 100% right. I forgot all about that, in that I didn't even know he had that capability at that point. I didn't even think his knees allowed for that capability. You're 100% right. That was the biggest surprise of the whole tournament last year for me. So you're talking about a kid who gave you, again, everything he had. And now, you know, now the torch gets passed. Cliche alert. And now it's in Clyde Trapp's hands. And we're to talk more a little later about what Clemson will look like next year, because I'm actually very optimistic. I'm very optimistic about the young talent that's here and the young talent that's coming in. I think it's going to mean some changes. And I think you're going to have to, you know, when you lose scorer A, scorer B, scorer C, you've got to find those pieces. No coach wants to go into a game not knowing where his offense is going to come from. You want to know player A is going to give you 18 and player B is going to give you 16 and player C is going to give you 13. You want to know that. Austin from Lantern says, I have St. Mary's in the Final Four as 11 seed. Thank me later. Hey, Austin, if you haven't entered that bracket yet, don't. Thank me now.
Oh, that's mean.
You know, hey, listen, when I think about next year, one of the things that's patently obvious is it's going to be a more athletic, longer team. It's going to be a team that, quite frankly, may be able to guard even better. I know you're going to lose two guys who were all defensive league players, one that should have been, one that was. I get that. But I think you have the height in the post and the size in the post to still be able to guard the rim. And I think that you have a guy to replace Skara as well. And so when I look at Clemson next year, I think they're going to be long, athletic, and there isn't going to be one player on the court that you have to sort of make up for. And I think that will go a long way to making Clemson perhaps even a better defensive team. You're going to have to figure out the offensive components. You know, who's going to lead you in scoring? Who's going to be your two? Who's going to be the three? And one of those guys is going to be Clyde Trapp. Clyde Trapp's evolution is astonishing. When I first saw Trapp, I thought, great athlete, never going to amount to much offensively, and probably going to be sort of a garbage guy around the rim. And Clemson has had a few of those guys in the past. And that's what I thought Trapp was going to be. Instead, he's evolved into a guy who can be a primary ball handler, which there was zero evidence of that when he got here. Zero evidence. And his shot has improved dramatically. Dramatically. And so what that tells me is that's not only quality player development, but that's also a guy who's working on his own. And that's one of the signs I always look for in a basketball player. Do you have a guy who's working on his own? Is he making improvements in his game? And I think you see that with Clyde Trapp. I think you see that. And so this, at the very least, provides him an opportunity, Sheldon's situation does, to take over a role as a primary ball handler and to get more playing time. And he's going to get a lot of time as long as Clemson's in this tournament. So I think that's a good thing, actually, as you look towards next year. Randy from Easley says, Clemson will be lucky to win 8 conference games next year. Nah, I actually think they'll be fine. I think it's easy to forget when you talk about losing players that everybody loses players. There isn't going to be any Zion Williamson or R.J. Barrett next year, and there's not going to be any Duke player who's going to be as good as Zion Williamson. And in North Carolina, they're going to lose their 2-star freshman too, in addition to guys like Luke May. So, you know, the top is going to change a lot next year. Now, certainly those teams will reboot, but will they reboot with players as special as these freshmen were this year? And the answer is no, because every prior year there hasn't been any evidence of any of these freshmen, the Bagleys, etc., being as good as this group has been. So I think when you look at Duke and North Carolina's freshmen, no one's going to replace that talent. No one. No one. Texture said, so are you trying to justify next year's team? First of all, I don't have to justify anything. Being better than this year. And then it's because, come on, Walt, give me a break. No, what I'm trying to tell you is that there's a lot of young talent and athleticism and that you should be seeing some of it. And if it's not apparent to you, then, you know, maybe basketball's not your thing. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Rooster's Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Rooster's offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Rooster's at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Did you know you can spray Lion-X on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van liner, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lion-X it.
Call us today at Lion-X of Anderson.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented poly-level process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Life can be complicated from time to time. If you need a local attorney, Nick Lavery will help you navigate any issue, whether it's criminal, personal injury, or if you need help with a residential or commercial real estate closing. With over 19 years of experience and a former state prosecutor, Nick knows the law. The office of Nick Lavery is conveniently located in downtown Clemson. Ready to win? Call Nick today at 864-654-3680 for your free consultation today.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently, this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a Trane.
During the Trane Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying Trane system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months. Or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new Trane system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Trane, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Can we just take a moment to acknowledge what's happening here, please?
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Tulu Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You want in? Now's a good time. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. 269-1232, 269-1232. They do roofs. For 80 years, they've done roofs. That's all they do. They don't do garage additions or remodels. They don't do bathroom remodels or kitchen. They do roofs. For 80 years, four generations of the Gilstraps have done roofs better than anybody else. We get constant unsolicited testimonials from people about Gilstrap, thanking us for turning them on to Gilstrap. So whether you have a little issue or a big issue, you need to call my friends at Gilstrap and they will take care of you. Take advantage of their free storm damage assessment. If there's nothing wrong with your roof, like many others, they'll tell you just that, and they'll give you some idea on when you may need to consider improving your roof. You know, like James called them and they came out and they checked his. He was sure he had an issue. And they said, no, sir, you're fine. You don't need to do anything for 3 or 4 years. But, you know, at least he had some time reference. So he knew when he would need to be calling Gilstrap again. But whether you have an immediate need or whether your situation can wait, you should find out. Because the part of our home we never visit, and it's the most important part of our home, is our roof. 269-1232, 269-1232. Take advantage of the free checkup. You'll thank me later. You can get in if you want. I'm being asked about Clemson's basketball recruiting class. I think it's the best class that Brad Brunell has brought in. I think Alamir Dawes is a pure point guard, and he's a thick kid, so there's a reason to think that he can contribute right away. Chase Hunter is a tremendous athlete, 6'3", 6'4", really explosive, really athletic. And the Hemingway kid just knows how to play the game. He's your classic Indiana basketball player. He's your classic. When you think of Hoosiers and you think of Indiana basketball, that's what this Alec Hemingway kid is. He's like 6'4". He can shoot the ball. He has a high basketball IQ. I think all three of those kids are going to help. And certainly Dawes and Hunter are going to play right away. And we'll see about Hemingway. But Dawes and Hunter are going to play immediately. And they're going to be big impact players. They're going to be on the court next year, both of them. And so they're going to add to that mix. And again, Hunter has skills. Hunter has skills, and so does Dawes. I mean, Dawes is your classic pure point guard and your northeastern point guard. That's what Dawes is. And Hunter is, a fabulous athlete and is just going to add to Clemson's overall athleticism, which is going to be really good regardless. Because, look, Johnny Newman is going to step right into that Scara role. Johnny Newman may be, other than Scara, the best on-ball defender on this basketball team. And you're going to see that next year. He's going to absolutely step into that Scara role. And quite honestly, he has more natural offensive ability than Scara does. So, you know, now how quickly that element is seen remains to be seen. But when you look at guys like Trapp and like Newman and like Hunter, I'm not sure Clemson's had three guys like that at one time in terms of their overall athleticism, because Newman and Trapp are fabulous athletes, really explosive players, and guys who should both be elite defenders, guys who are long and athletic for their positions. And Chase Hunter is going to give you more of that. Now, again, the one thing you can't be sure about with freshmen is how quickly they pick up and handle the defensive intensity required at the collegiate level. And Texas asking about Malik Williams. Yeah, to my knowledge, he is. And you haven't got anything out of him yet. And he is a guy, he's a little like a thin version of Elijah Thomas, in that he doesn't really play above the rim, but he understands how to play. And then Jonathan Bear is the guy that I've been talking about forever, who I think has a chance to lead this team in scoring next year. He's sort of the secret weapon, the 6'9", 6'10 guy who's really skilled. Bear is skilled. He can shoot the ball. At 6'9", 6'10", Bear can really shoot the basketball. And that's a guy that Clemson did not have this year. Did not have that type of player. In fact, you know, he may be the exact type of player to hit that sweet spot because of his skills. Texas said Newman's a good mid-range shooter like Reed. Yeah, look, Newman can shoot the ball. You just haven't really had a chance to see it yet. He hasn't had a ton of minutes, so he hasn't had a chance to develop his confidence yet. And Hunter Tyson has a chance to be the best shooter on this team. And I've been asked, why didn't Tyson play more yesterday? Is it the defensive end? Tyson was banged up. Apparently he had a shin injury, so that was part of why you didn't see him more yesterday. But then the other guy that I really like is I like Javon White. I think White's going to be a really good player next year. I think White can really play. I think he knows how to play. He had a transformation to make because he came out of a system where they were primarily a zone team, and he came to a system where they're primarily a man team, and he had to get used to the physicality of playing in a better league. And so he had some adjustments to make, and obviously he had Elijah Thomas playing in front of him. But every time Javon White got on the court, I think he gave Clemson really productive minutes. And I thought in the second half of the year and later in the season, he really got much better on the defensive end. Much better. Now, he still needs to get a little stronger, and I assume he will. But he's skilled on the low block on offense. He can do things on the low block on offense. He has ability. I saw that even when I watched him at Oral Roberts. And I think when he has more minutes next year, I think he's going to become a much bigger factor. He's going to give you offense. And I think he's going to give you better defense than people think now, too. Because the kid plays hard. The kid plays hard. Yeah, I don't know what that means, Texter 704, but I appreciate the contribution. Go figure. You know, every once in a while, Ramon, you get the 8-year-old on the text line, you know, and apparently we have found him. You want to get in 654-7627. Then Jamison is a big bodied, pretty agile, athletic guy. And I think he's a guy that really is going to contribute in a big way next year. I mean, you're talking about a guy who's 6'11", 7 feet tall, and pretty athletic. Obviously, he was coming off his own situation from a health standpoint this year, and I don't think he ever fully got in the mix. It's a tough deal to get in midstream. And we'll see what Jamison gives Clemson next year, but I'm expecting production out of him. So you're going to have potentially a bigger, more athletic team next year. A bigger, more athletic team. It's already been proven that Tyson can really shoot the ball as a freshman to anyone who's actually paying attention. And I think he's going to be an incredible shooter, and he's more athletic than people understand, too. Hunter Tyson's actually a pretty good athlete. And so you're going to have to understand those roles. Dex says, well, I just tuned in. You're talking Clemson's team. This is encouraging. All I hear the idiots saying right now is gloom and doom. No, I'm actually excited about the next couple of years and the talent that is here. I'm excited about getting to see Jonathan Bear play because I think in some ways Bear is Clemson's, is going to wind up being Clemson's most highly regarded NBA prospect. Because you're talking about a guy who's 6'10", who has real skills. Bear is a skilled player. He can shoot the ball out to 23, 24 feet. He can put it on the floor. He can pull up and hit the mid-range jump shots. And he has real length, which means it's almost impossible for anybody to challenge his shot. That's the kind of guy that Clemson's not really had. And so he's going to be a big factor. But, I mean, if you're just watching Clyde Trapp play and you're seeing the things he's capable of doing, it's easy to sort of extrapolate that out and figure what he might be next year. And I think Trapp's improvement this year was dramatic. Texas, Jamison will get better under Sherrone Wright's direction. I'm sure that's true. But again, Jamison is a 6'11", 7-foot guy who's long and athletic. He just needs to figure some things out and needs some more playing time, which he'll get next year. But when you look at Clemson, may actually be a deeper team next year. And you're going to have to just figure out these offensive pieces. You're going to have to figure out these offensive pieces. But I really think Clemson's going to be a better defensive team next year than they were this year. That's for one. And as I said, you'll just have to figure out who scorer A, who scorer B, who scorer C is going to be. The part that never developed due to his injury status this year was Shelton Mitchell. But when you look at these freshmen coming in, again, at least two of these guys are going to be on the court and contributing immediately, and that is Alamir Dawes and Chase Hunter. Alamir Dawes and Chase Hunter are playing right away. Dawes, legitimate big-time point guard, and Hunter is a 6'3", 6'4", skilled, super athletic two-guard wing type. And Hemingway, again, and we'll see how long Hemingway takes to get in this mix, but Hemingway is your typical Indiana player. 6'4", 6'5", can shoot the ball, high basketball IQ, the type of guy that every basketball team needs. You know, one of the things that happened at times this year was people sort of standing around watching Marquise Reed do his thing. Next year, I think you're going to have a lot of guys involved. So I think there's a reason to be optimistic. Charleston Tiger, how are you?
Not bad, Walt. How about yourself, bud?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Absolutely. I hate to switch it over from Clemson because I could talk all day, all night next week about them. But as many late doubters there are right now, I need some help with bracket.
Yeah.
So I've been looking over my bracket and trying to go in-depth, looking at stats, records, points for, points against, RPI. And I'm thinking to myself, this could all be in the wash. Just let me call the expert right now who knows their backups for each team. And so if you could just give all of us late, you know, entry-level bracketology, what would be your number one stat to look at whenever you're going in and making your decisions?
Well, that's a good question. Yeah. You know, historically speaking, defensive efficiency has been important at tournament time. But I think the game has changed a lot too. So I think you need teams that are offensively efficient as well. So I think shooting percentage.
I never do that.
I think both offensive shooting percentage and defensive field goal percentage are big factors. It helps to be able to rebound the basketball. I'm more concerned with rebounding than free throw shooting.
10-4, yeah. And like, I mean, I was looking up the RPIs and everything. I'm like, why am I even looking at this? Because so many teams, do you put a lot of base on those, like the RPI rankings? I mean, is that?
I never even look at them.
Yeah, that's me not say anymore then.
No,
let me delete those Excel files out. Well, I appreciate it, buddy. Trying to help out all the other listeners who are in the same position.
Thank you, Justin Tiger. We'll go over the bracket a little bit and as well. So thank you. I appreciate what you're saying. I saw another text from Rona. The text said, but there's not going to be any point guard as always. Did you just miss what we've been talking about? Did you just join the conversation? Because Alamir Dawes is a pure point guard. Alamir Dawes is a healthy, pure point guard out of New Jersey who is a big-time player. Is going to play right away next year. And Clyde Trapp is developing into a guy who can be a primary ball handler. And as a primary ball handler, he presents some real problems for opposing teams because he can shoot over anyone who's going to guard him. And if he continues to develop his game with his athletic explosiveness and his ability to get to the rim and his ability to just rise up and shoot over anybody who would be guarding him on the perimeter, he presents matchup issues for opponents, and Clemson's going to have some of that next year. So it is this team next year is going to be absolutely better than people think, and I'm curious to see again how the roles get defined. And early season's going to be interesting because, you know, the task for Brad Brunell is going to be to mesh all these pieces and to identify and figure out who we can count on for consistent offense. And I think those guys are going to be, you know, some of those guys are going to be Trapp, Jonathan Bear. I think Javon White is going to be a guy who's going to give you consistent offense on the low block next year. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. We'll take a quick break. Texas says, Walt, I can't stand when people have zero basketball IQ but have plenty of opinions. I think it's going to Texter 704, who's continuing to write. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, we're WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
Did you know that Clemson University is the only school in the South that makes blue cheese? It ages 6 months on campus and is salted, scraped, and packaged by hand. Recently, it won fourth in its class at the U.S. Championship Cheese Contest, and we hope it's a winner in your kitchen, too. Find it at most upstate Ingles and select Bylos and family-owned stores across the Carolinas. Look for hoops, wheels, wedges, dressing, and crumbles. Ask for it by name or order online at clemsonbluecheese.com. A cookbook and tailgate party packs are also available.
Don't miss great savings on select 2018 Ford models at Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. Get between $3,000 and $4,000 off your best deal on remaining Ford Focuses, Fiestas, and EcoSports or 0% interest for 60 months. 2018 Ford F-150 4x4 XLT. Save $9,915 off your best deal. Stop by or visit EdwardsAutoSales.com and check out our certified pre-owned Fords. New 2019 Ford Rangers arriving daily at the best deal in Oconee County. Edwards Auto Sales.
Made from scratch food goes perfectly with ice-cold beer. And at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville, there's something on the menu for every fan's appetite. Plus savory shareables like the new loaded tots, topped with a sunny side up egg to satisfy the whole table. The perfect sidekick is a featured rotating tap, served at a frosty 29 degrees in a 22-ounce man-size mug. Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville. Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue. Are you looking for somewhere for the family to enjoy time together over a nice meal or a place for the co-workers to grab a bite? My wife, Beth, and I have just the place for you. Our restaurant caters to the working lunch, family time, and everything in between. Nothing beats our 8 homemade sauces, made-from-scratch sides, and our low and slow Southern smoked barbecue. Let Tom's Barbecue be your next lunch destination on the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville. And make sure to ask about our catering.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is the home of the lifetime warranty. At Granger Nissan, we are all about family, so we are looking for a play ball kid for every Clemson weekend home game. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson to register your kid. You don't have to do anything, and nobody's going to pressure you into buying a car. Simply come by and register your kid to stand at home plate and shout, play ball. You'll get 4 tickets to the game, and your family and your kid will get an experience they will always remember. Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Warm weather is on our horizon. When a thunderstorm hits, can it take out your power? Yes. Don't be left in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Power Pro Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Start by giving Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey sent you from 105.5 The Roar.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
We hear of the creation of an automatic talking head.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. Let me tell you about the Healthier. Healthier isn't just a weight loss program per se. They're a cellular health company. Their goal is to make you well from the inside out. If you're overweight, you have nasty yellow, visceral, clingy fat that is sticking like Velcro to your internal organs and is suffocating you slowly from the inside out. That's a little more important than how you look in a bathing suit. Now, the good news is that if the goal is to, you know, look good in a bikini, you're going to get that too. But you're going to get it by getting well and losing the fat that is killing you slowly. For example, Chet and Kathy Rowan, they're a sweet older couple in their 60s who decided to do the sweetheart challenge together. They were both sleeping in recliners with CPAP machines. They both took high blood pressure and cholesterol medicine. In 30 days, they were both off their CPAP machines and sleeping together again. They're now off their meds entirely. They've each lost over 60 pounds for a combined total of 120, and they're so excited to travel together and enjoy their retirement to the fullest. You know, it is not fun to be on medicines all the time. And if you can get off your medicines and take your life back, isn't that something that would interest you? Do it today. Take your life back. Start enjoying your life again. 1-877-I-DARE-ME. 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 You want to get in, 654-7627. You know, just again, thinking about the next year, if I had to guess right now, I would guess that Bear, Trap, and White are all going to be double-figure scorers next year. So I think that's going to be three of them. I think the next question is Hunter Tyson also a double-figure scorer? And I think he has a real chance to be one. In fact, my expectation is probably yes. And that's before you get to the new players. It's before you get to Dawes and Hunter. And both of those guys are going to be big factors as well. Austin writes, I love what I saw from Dawes on film. Like you said, pure point guard with a scorer's mentality. Has a pretty nice step back jumper too. Has openly acknowledged he does tend to take plays off, especially on defense. But he said he's working on improving that. He'll have to. Yeah, at the college level, especially with a coach like Brad Brown now. Look, that's true of all high school players. All high school star players are like that. That's why the biggest adjustment that a high school player makes is the initial shock of what it takes to be on the court from a collegiate defensive standpoint. And if you don't do those things, you won't be on the court. I mean, so that's the kind of commitment it will take. But there's going to be a lot of athleticism, a lot more explosiveness, and a lot more quickness next year than there was this year. I promise you that. Next year's team is going to be more athletic and more explosive in almost every spot. In almost every spot. I mean, obviously, Marquise Reed is a great first step, but you're going to see a bunch of guys next year. I mean, Trapp, you know, somebody wrote me a little bit ago and said, I wouldn't be surprised to see Trapp make honorable mention or third team all ACC next year. No, neither would I. I mean, if you're already watching it, you know, somebody the other day wrote me and said, I think he's a little like Russell Westbrook. That may be a little much, but I understand the nature of that tweet. He's a big, explosive, strong, super athletic guard who can get to the rim and has demonstrated three-point range. Now, he's not the full-out hunt-the-shot guy that Westbrook is, but he is going to be a much bigger part of the offense next year, and you can expect to see him be much more aggressive offensively than he was this year. Because, again, this is the nature of being a young player on a team that had seniors. You give up some of who you might be. But I think you're already seeing it. I think you're already seeing it. Robert, how are you?
Hey, Walt, I'm doing great. Thanks.
Hey, appreciate you getting in, Robert.
Hey, thanks for having me. Listening to you talk and what I know, one of the things that I'm really looking forward to for Clemson's basketball season next year is having some bench, lots of bench. I think with the players that are coming in, the players that are here now, Clemson's got to have more production from their bench next year. I mean, they just can't help it. I mean, am I wrong?
No, I think that's true. And again, I think it's going to be a deep athletic team.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's going to be way deeper than it just seemed like this year. People coming off the bench they played minutes, they contributed on defense, but there just wasn't a lot of offensive contribution. And I think next year that's going to change.
Yeah, I think that you're going to see a lot of new faces and a lot of productivity from a number of guys next year.
Yeah. Talking about the NCAA tournament, man, I haven't finished my bracket yet because I always wait for the play-in games before I finish it. But I don't see a lot in here that's going to prevent, basically, it looks to me like all four number ones making it to the Final Four. Is that way out there?
Well, I mean, it's rare for all four ones to make it to the Final Four. And if I had to guess, I would guess that's not going to happen. But, I mean, it's conceivable. I mean, at the end of the process, it's generally the high seeds. It's generally the ones that dominate and the twos and then the threes. And that's the way it works. That's why they're seeded where they are. But would I expect all four number ones to get there? No. Quite honestly, I never pick all four number ones. But when I did my bracket out initially before we did that show, I actually had all four number ones listed, and then I bumped North Carolina.
Yeah, and you know, if North Carolina can get past either Kansas or Auburn, I really think they're probably going to end up in there. The one that I would probably bump would maybe be Duke. But I haven't, like I said, I hadn't filled out the left side of my bracket just because, you know, the play-in games.
Well, you got the question Cinderella? Is, one of the questions is Auburn, you know, and Zeke and I had a nice little argument about this issue because, you know, again, I heard him call the other day, Kelly Clark, and he's talking about how, well, Auburn was just Auburn was a team that won their tournament, but they're not a hot team. You know, and I said they won 8 straight games. They won 10 of 11. That's the very embodiment Absolutely. Of a hot team. They beat Tennessee twice in the last 5 games. So to say they're not a hot team is patently absurd. And then it gets into this debate of, well, you know, well, they only won this game by this many points. And this is the conversation I'm having. Meanwhile, you know, North Carolina beat Clemson by 2 when David Scar didn't play. But that doesn't count, apparently.
Right. Yeah. Auburn is I've got North Carolina coming out of that side to the Final Four. But it was really hard because, like you said, Auburn, they've won 8 straight games. They are a very hot team right now. So, who's your Cinderella? And I didn't get a chance to listen to a lot of
when we say stuff. Cinderella, you're talking about a team that can what? Get to the Final Four or?
Sweet 16, Elite 8, one that you wouldn't expect. Like, I've got UC Irvine in the Sweet 16.
Yeah, I do as well. I do as well, in part because, as I said at the basketball tip-off show, I didn't think Dean Wade was going to be available to Kansas State. And without him, right. I don't think they're beating Cal Irvine, and apparently he is out. And I thought he would be out. So I had Cal Irvine advancing. So I think they're potentially a surprise team because I think they could win a couple of games. I think Auburn still has to be careful in that round one game. I think Buffalo is a really good team who's been down the road and is very, very dangerous. I think the teams with the elite players, the elite perimeter players, meaning Marquette or Murray State, who are going to play each other in the first game, I think either one of those teams are capable of advancing because those are two guys who can carry their respective team. I mean, they have real superstar power. I mean, Ja Morant's going to be perhaps the number two pick in the NBA draft. And anyone who's watched him play, it'd be silly to ignore the possibility. Because what you face when you face Morant or you face Howard of Marquette is you have two guys who could easily throw a 40 spot up on you. And it doesn't matter if you're Duke or North Carolina. They don't care. I mean, Ja Morant is better than any perimeter player that any of these other schools have. And Howard is probably the best scorer in the country, especially when he sees the ball go in. So, you know, those teams, I think, are capable of making a run.
Right. What do you think about Belmont?
Well, I picked Belmont to beat Temple, and I also picked them to beat Maryland the other night. That's the only game I actually picked in the play-in games or the whatever they call them now. And so I thought that if Belmont got their big guy back, which they did, that they would take care of business. And I think they'll beat Maryland too. They're exceedingly well coached. Bird is a tremendous coach, and I think that I think they'll take care of Maryland.
Yeah, I've got them in my Sweet 16 on the left side of the bracket. You know, Belmont, they have 8 players, and I'm not sure, you know, if they're different players. I didn't do all the research, but I know they've got 8 players who rank in the top 50 of the individual stats in the country.
Well, look,
that's more than Gonzaga has.
Yeah, they can shoot the ball, and they're well coached.
Yeah. I've got them in my Sweet 16, ultimately losing to Michigan State on that side. But, all right, Walt, well, that's all I had, man. Thank you, I appreciate Robert. You taking my call.
Excellent job, as always. Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Walt?
Good, Joe. Appreciate you getting in.
I didn't hear everything you just said about Murray State, but do you think if the cards fall right, maybe they can make a Sweet 16 run? Similar to Davidson did a few years back in 2008.
Yeah, I think either they or Marquette could do that. I mean, I think that, Marquette had some struggles late, but it's a team that can really shoot the ball from the perimeter. And so if they're hot, you know, they can take out anybody. And if they're not, they could probably lose to anybody. But again, with those two guys, with Morant and Howard, those are two guys that can carry a team. I mean, listen, it's not unusual for Howard to score 50. You know, he's done it probably the last 2 years. He's probably done it 5 times. And he's capable of doing it on anyone. It's not like, well, you know, he scores 50 against them. No, he can do it on anyone because when he gets hot, his range extends to 35 feet. It doesn't matter who you are or who you think you are. He doesn't care. I mean, again, it goes back in time to when Chris Jackson played at LSU. This is the very similar guy to Chris Jackson when he played at LSU.
And overall, like, I didn't hear everything that you said. I think it was Monday. Do you think there's going to be a lot of upsets in this tournament, or is it just going to be mainly chalk?
No, look,
when we look back on
you had a ton of early upsets last year, and I think you'll have upsets this year, too. I think more in the early rounds. I would expect it to be sort of chalky late in the tournament, but I think early you might see a lot of chaos. It's hard to predict where that chaos is going to happen. And from a bracket standpoint, you know, if you predict too much chaos, you basically kill yourself right off the top.
Well, I went with you, Gonzaga versus North Carolina, and I got Gonzaga winning in a revenge game.
I like it, Joe. The Zags in the revenge game. Yes, I can see that happening. That makes a lot of sense. I think Gonzaga is, you know, and look, I get the concerns that people have. I get the concerns. It's the history, but you know, Villanova didn't win until they, you know, did. Let me tell you about First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym. Stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like Halt. They give you a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. I'm sorry, who does that? Free roadside assistance. Who does that? Free shuttle to get you back and forth from the shop during your service. Again, who does that? You can, of course, have coffee and snacks while you wait, or you can take the free shuttle. They only hire specialists, people with 25, 30, 35 years experience working on these vehicles. You're getting the absolute best with First Class Halt. And right now, we need to find out if John Hite checked his timing belt mileage when it's due. Right now, if you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, you can get a timing belt package from First Class Halt, $100 off. Take advantage of that. Go check your owner's manual, see when it's due. $25 off brake pad replacement and rotor resurfacing. First Class Halt, 260-9600, 260-9600 in Anderson.
From the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Hey guys, this is Taj Boyle with Lakeside Lodge, Clemson. It's been a great year for Tiger football and for Lakeside Lodge. We want to say thank you for welcoming us to the Clemson family. Construction is well underway, and there are a handful of luxury condos remaining. If you haven't gotten yours yet, call us today to schedule a tour or come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Trust me, you'll want to be a part of this Lakeside Lodge, Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Mickey Pollard here with another great offer from Zero Res. Spring is upon us and so is the dust and dirt. Now through the end of March, mention Mickey Pollard and get 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $119 and a hallway for free. Get ahead of the spring cleaning rush. And did you know that Zero Res also cleans air ducts? Call for a free estimate, 864-558-7300, or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
The 2018 model blowout sale rolls on at George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less than travelers rest. Like a Ford Mustang with leather and shaker stereo. Suggested retail at $37,380. Sale priced at just $30,999. We're talking great deals at George Coleman Ford, with the fourth generation of Colemans taking great care of you. The 18 model blowout sale at George Coleman Ford.
Everyone qualifies. Offer good through April 4th, 2019.
It's daylight savings time, and that means big savings for you at Kraft Stove Store and Patio. Save 20% off all in-stock and special order patio furniture from names like Tropitone, Summer Classics, Lloyd Flanders, and more. It's time to get out and grill with savings on Weber, Big Green Egg, Broilmaster, and much more. Shop and save today on our already low prices. It's all at
Kraft Stove Store and Patio.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently, this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely...